episode 262 of Board Game Blitz, a podcast about all things board games that you can listen to in less time than it takes to convince your dog that no, they do not need a second dinner. Board Game Blitz is sponsored by Gray Fox Games. This week, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We reminisce about the past, share some of our favorite moments, and then Ambi has a surprise game for me to play. And make sure to stick around to the end of the episode because we are making a very big announcement. And now, here are your hosts,
Ambi
and Crystal.
To celebrate our 10-year anniversary, we're having a sale on our merch store, so you can check that out at merch.boardgameblitz.com. You can get some t-shirts or stickers or anything of our merch. I'm wearing some now, so it's Crystal.
Yeah!
So,
although mine technically isn't board game related, but it kind of is, because it relates to our Discord. We talk about shenanigans a lot, and so I took a Star Trek quote and put it on one of our shirts, because it has shenanigans in it.
Yes. And I'm currently wearing a board game mosaic made by my kid of a skull, like a sugar skull. So I have some drawings of some art from my kids on the merch store too. And we also have three new designs on the merch store. I made board game fireworks design. I made a snow meeple design. And my kid made another board game mosaic of a rainbow meeple. So check those out. Everything's on sale. Yay. Merch.boardgameblitz.com.
All right. It's been 10 years, Ambi. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been building to this episode over the past couple of episodes. We've been talking about how our anniversary was coming up. And so for our anniversary, we wanted to do a little bit of a look back. And you actually got a request from friend of the show and fellow podcaster, Amanda Panda. Like, Amanda is a very good friend of mine and, like, is friends with Ambi, too. And she does not remember our origin story. And so because of Amanda doesn't remember it, we're going to tell you all again. So if you've heard our origin story like 100 times at this point, you're going to hear it again.
Well, we haven't told it 100 times. So if you've heard it 100 times, then you've re-listened a lot.
That's true. You know what? That's awesome if you've done that. And we haven't told it in a little while. I think, you know, occasions like this are when we tend to bring it out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think many of our newer listeners might not be aware of how the podcast started or why it started. And so we'll get into the Wayback Machine and I'm not making any time machine noises like I did in the last episode, but we're going to head back to 2015, the year before the podcast launched, because that was actually when the seeds of the podcast were planted and started to germinate. So how did that happen, Ambi?
So there was a Reddit thread. I don't have the link to it. I wonder if I could find it, but this was like in the summer of 2015 or something, or fall, I don't know. But there was a Reddit thread saying that, like, what was missing in board game podcasts, I think.
Yeah, somebody asked, like, what, you know, what doesn't exist? Like, what isn't there in board game podcasting, basically?
Yeah. And I think, like, some of the responses were, like, short board game podcasts, because all the board game podcasts were an hour or longer at that time. And also women in board game podcasts, because there weren't any that were hosted by women. And then...
Yeah, not a single one. Like, none. There were women podcasters, but they were always on podcasts with men at that point.
Yeah. So there were none that were entirely women. And so in that thread, three of us commented. I don't remember who started the thread. Like the comment thread, but
yeah,
someone
I don't
said,
either. We should like, try and find it, maybe.
Yeah, we should find it. But anyways, one of us said, "Oh, I'm a woman. I could do that." And then someone else replied, "Me too." And then the third also was like, "Oh, me too," like something like that. And so that was Crystal, Cassidy, and me. We all met on Reddit in that thread.
Yeah, none of us had ever spoken to one another in any other capacity at that point. We literally were just like, I'm a woman, I could make a podcast. And then we started private messaging each other on Reddit and then eventually moved that conversation to Facebook. And at the time, Cassidy was actually pregnant with her daughter. And so we did decide that we wanted to start a podcast, but we didn't want to jump in too quickly. We, at the time, had some friends who were podcasters who we reached out to kind of get some advice from, and we wanted to kind of wrap our heads around things first. We wanted to get to know each other a little bit first, and we wanted Cassidy to be able to deal with her pregnancy and the birth of her baby before we started things as well, because that's a lot to deal with. So we met in the summer of 2015 and then spoke online on and off for the next 9-ish 9 or 10 months.
We launched in, I guess May.
May of 2016. May of
2016, yeah. You and I actually met once in person in 2015.
After the Reddit thread.
Reddit. Because I went to Vegas with my friends, and then so we had like a brunch and met you.
Yeah, we went to one of the fancy brunch restaurants at one of the casinos here, and I was so nervous because like, while I had talked to you, like I didn't know your husband or any of your friends, and it was like a fancy restaurant. And so I was just like, oh my gosh. And it was definitely like, it wasn't a bad meal, but it was like kind of quiet and awkward because I think none of us knew like what to do. Like, hi, you're a human. I'm a human. We don't know each other very well yet, but maybe we're gonna someday.
Yeah.
And to be clear, while most board game podcasters, at least at the time, tended to come from people who gamed together in person, like people who were in the same game group or in the same family or whatever else, we were also unique in that we lived in three different parts of the country. Cassidy was in the Midwest, I'm in Vegas, Ambie's in California. And so we also had the both opportunity and kind of downside that we weren't playing games together either, and yet we wanted to talk about games together. So yeah, we launched in May of 2016. Yeah. Our first episode was a little bit rough. Ambie and Cassidy were both, they are kind of both more introverted personalities. And I am definitely not that. So the early episodes, like I'm one of those people that like, I don't like silence. I have to fill it. And so if nobody was talking, I was talking. And we did get feedback early on. It was like, Crystal should shut up and let the others talk. And I was like, I promise you, I'm giving them time. I'm giving them opportunities. Yeah. Like, I promise, I want them to talk. I don't want to talk this much.
Yeah, but, it wasn't Crystal's fault.
It was hard at first. Yeah, like, it was, I mean, it's even for me, like, I was very nervous. And that's probably why I was also so talkative, because that was the opposite problem for me, right? Your all's nerves were kind of keeping you more reserved, and mine were just making me word vomit all over the place. But yeah, we picked our format, like, we stuck with our format for the most part. Yeah, like we got rid of dropped some segments. Yeah, we originally
we had etymology and accessory of the week.
Yes.
the accessory did not stay for very long.
It did not last very long. We realized pretty quickly that board game accessories, there aren't enough of those to go around for a long time. And my etymology segment, we got so much feedback over the years that it was a lot of people's favorite segment of the show. Mm-hmm. And so there was never a point where we said we're not going to do etymology anymore. It was just, I had covered pretty much like all of the main board gaming or even just gaming adjacent words. I had also covered the etymology of non-gaming words in certain contexts. Like for anniversary episodes, I would do things like the etymology of the word anniversary. And while people enjoyed that, I realized at a certain point, I can't just keep picking random words to do an etymology segment.
Yeah.
I was inspired by one of my favorite podcasts, The Illusionist. And I actually reached out to Helen Zaltzman from The Illusionist before we launched the show and asked her for advice. Like, I just cold messaged her and she responded, which is adorable and still mind-blowing to me because she's, like, famous. And she was so very kind. We also got a lot of early advice and help from Chris Michaud, who was at the time a host of the Flip the Table board game podcast. And Chris is still a very good friend of ours and a good friend of the show. We've gotten to do a lot of stuff with him over the years, which has been really, really fun. But yeah, those early episodes, you could tell that we, as a threesome, had not really developed a good rapport or like a rhythm with one another. Like, and it didn't help that we're recording remotely, because there's, even if you have real-time good video software, inevitably there's even like a slight delay, and that makes it really easy to talk over each other. And that happened a lot in the early episodes, and we would have to like back up and like fix things and stuff.
I think also in the first few episodes we didn't have video, we just like had audio or something for maybe the first one. Or
yeah, like remember. We didn't see each other's faces, and that was made it like impossible to know when anyone was talking. We also, while we saw each other on video for many, many years, we didn't actually start putting the video part of the podcast out until somewhat recently.
Yeah, that was like within the last couple of years.
The word podcasting has lost all meaning at this point because now podcasts are almost all videos, and that is not what podcasting was ever intended to be, but content mill keeps churning, so... But yeah, I'm glad that we started doing the video because it's been neat to be able to show off things visually, even though we're still making sure that the audio side of things is complete enough that you don't have to watch us on YouTube to get what's happening.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, like I did listen back to some of our earlier episodes and like it was still good for first episodes. And I think like not that much has changed other than like we've gotten better at podcasting and stuff. But like behind the scenes and stuff, a lot of it is still the same, similar format. We still like talk about recently played, have a thematic segment. Like I still edit it. I used to try to edit down to 30 minutes or less. Like if it hit 30 or above, like 30:01, I would not like that.
You had to find a second to cut out somewhere.
Yeah, so I would cut out. But then after a while, I eventually got over that. I was like, I think you were like, no one cares except for you. And I'm like, you're probably right.
Honestly, pretty true.
Yeah.
We also had a few other things. Like I had noted when we were starting that I really liked podcasts that had like a recurring gimmick as part of the podcast. Mm. And so we incorporated that into our intro and outro. We always have in our intro the less time than it takes to, and I put something silly in there, often related to my own life. Not like and if you go back through those episodes, I wonder, you can probably like chart good and bad times in my life based on what I put in that piece.
Sometimes it was related to the theme, I think.
That's true. I did also relate it to the theme.
I think it used to be related to the theme more, and then like as we were repeating themes and stuff, it started just being more about your life.
Yeah. I was like, I just need something here. And then in the outro, we always have the little mini song parody, which is basically an homage to the board game song parodies that Ambi was doing before we even started the podcast and still has continued to do over the years. I always pick the song and write the lyrics and then just make Ambi sing it. And so it's been fun because I listened to music growing up a lot more than Ambi did. So I have a little bit more knowledge in like different songs. And so I've gotten to introduce Ambi to a lot of music over the years, which has been really fun. And like every now and then Ambi will message me and she's like, I listened to the whole song. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was always fun to introduce new music to you. And I used to pick those things deliberately, which most of our listeners probably don't know. Like episode like 67 probably had a song from 1967 in it, or like that. I was trying to match things up a lot of the time, but we never actually said we were doing that. And I don't think anyone ever noticed. Because at a certain point it just became random, and I'm certain we've repeated songs because Cassidy was maintaining a spreadsheet for us early in the podcast with like everything that we did. Like here was the word for the etymology segment, here was the song parody, and that was awesome. And then when Cassidy left the show, we didn't keep that up. So yeah, if you asked me how many songs we've parodied, I don't know. I mean, it theoretically should be around 262, but it's probably, I would guess it's closer to like 240.
Yeah, so we didn't actually have song parodies in the first episodes.
Oh, we didn't?
No, yeah. Until episode 17 was the first time we had a song parody.
And then like, what were we doing in the outro?
Well, we'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Oh, that's okay. Ambi has a game for me later, and apparently that might have something to do with it. So
apparently this is how I figured out that researching for this trivia game is how I figured out that.
Amazing. We would be remiss if we did not mention Gray Fox Games, who has been our sponsor for many, many years now and has always supported us. Joshua Lobkowitz, specifically from Gray Fox, Fox kind of became a good friend of mine over time. And like, we referred to each other as best frenemies when we would see each other at cons, because every time we played a game together, we always were just like going at it. Like we were, you know, and it was a very fun antagonistic board game relationship. But we're so grateful to Josh and the whole team, Shane and everybody at Gray Fox, for their support of us over the years, because while we probably would have still made the show without them, their support has really been beneficial in a lot of different ways. And I think it helped kind of legitimize us a little bit more to some listeners, you know, to have a sponsor, like that means something. And so we're very, very grateful that they stepped up to sponsor us and have been with us now for so long.
Yeah, the time is so weird, because at first it seemed like we did it so long before we had a Patreon or a sponsor or anything, but now it's been like so long and like it was so long before I had kids. But now I've had kids for more than half of the podcast.
Yes. In the time that we've been doing this podcast, like you and I were both somewhat newly married when the podcast started, like relatively new, within a couple of years. Cassidy had her baby right before the podcast started. You had twins. I got divorced. I got remarried. We've both moved at points.
I've moved multiple times.
There was a whole darn pandemic in the middle.
Five times, I don't know.
Yeah. The fact that it's now been longer since the pandemic started than podcasting pre-pandemic literally does not make any sense in my head. Like, it feels like the pandemic was kind of just yesterday, and it really isn't anymore.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think we've done a really good job of kind of running with all of that. You know, life changes, things changes. We've never missed an episode, and that's mostly thanks to Ambi, because there were at least a couple of times where we almost did and Ambi stepped up and helped, like with her kids or whatever else if I wasn't available. And also, your kids have done some really cool bonus episodes for us, which are some of my favorite episodes of the podcast, is the ones that I'm not on.
Mine too, but I'm also biased.
I loved when I also got to be with the boys on the podcast.
That was
like
fun,
getting to talk with your boys is always a blast, and I love it.
And then when I gave birth, I was out for a couple of episodes. And you had some guests.
I had guest hosts. Yeah, I had guests join me and co-host with me. And then you were still editing the podcast, even postpartum, which is mind-blowing and amazing. And it just proves how fabulous and dedicated you are. So, yeah, just kudos to you for all of the work that you've done over the years in that regard. Why don't we talk about some of our favorite happenings or moments related to the podcast over the years? I know for me, I really loved, like, even though it was something we weren't able to continue, we did 2 years of BlitzCon way back when. We did a 50-person convention and then a 100-person convention. So we're not talking like Gen Con here, folks. We're talking like a conference room at a motel or a hotel. That's it. But those weekends that we did BlitzCon were some of my favorite gaming experiences of the past 10 years. Like, really awesome, friendly, welcoming people getting together and playing board games together.
That was fun. Yeah, I liked the first time we all met in person was like a year after we had started the podcast at MeepleCon in Las Vegas.
MeepleCon 2017!
Yeah, and we filmed our music video.
Oh my gosh. Our
anniversary.
If people haven't seen our music video for Ballroom Blitz parody, Board Game Blitz, like, please go find that, because we had so much fun making it, and we did get permission from Sweet, like the band who sings Ballroom Blitz. We got permission from them to parody their song in writing.
Yeah,
so I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it was like their like lawyer or like it was like somebody weird who responded to the email. It wasn't like one of the band members, but I don't care. It counts. We also had a lot of really fun meetups with fans and friends of the podcast over the years, often at conventions. Like I remember at Dice Tower Con, what is now Dice Tower East, but it was Dice Tower Con at the time in Florida. We did a meetup and we ordered, like, we had deep dish pizzas delivered, which is such a weird food for a meetup, but it was like somebody had recommended them, I think. I don't know. We got deep dish pizzas and we had a Pogs tournament. Like, we had made custom board game blitz pogs, and we had a pogs tournament, and honestly people had a blast. Like, I could, like, people were laughing their booties off, and that was a really fun time.
That was cool. Like, a bunch of different podcasters made custom pogs as a thing.
Yeah, like, and we were like, hey, we found somebody who makes custom pogs. Who else wants to do this? And a few others did. I still have Blitz pogs, a few of them left somewhere, but yeah, I don't know if I have a lot anymore.
Yeah, I think I still have a good amount. I also have, like, some dice with our old logo, which is like,
oh yeah,
it's just the text with the eyes, the hourglass that I made.
It was a good logo though.
Yeah, for a amateur, or not even amateur, just like a non-graphic artist.
And then shout out to Rebecca, friend of the show, who ended up making our newer logos that we utilize now even to this day. Just gorgeous work. Yeah, nice. And we were really, really appreciative of her beautiful work in creating those logos for us.
Yeah.
We could probably talk for hours about all of the things that we've done. You know, we've hosted strike tournaments. We did live streams on Twitch where we ate gross jelly beans I literally threw up on a live stream. We raised a ton of money for a bunch of really awesome charities through a bunch of different organizations, and most notably Extra Life, and also alongside the Tabletop Live Network that we were part of for a few years. And that, to me, is kind of one of the things I think that I'm most proud of, is that we didn't just create something new in the world of board game podcasting, but we've put good into the world in a number of different ways. Like, in, you know, we've taken our platform and used it for good in a bunch of times. And that I'm really, really proud of. And I'm really grateful that we have had those opportunities and that the people who follow us and listen to us have supported us in those endeavors.
Yep.
Well, I imagine some people might want to know more. They can always ask us questions in our Discord. But you've got a game for me.
I do. It's our 10-year anniversary game.
Woohoo!
So this is a trivia game for you. I have 10 questions, and they are about the first 10 episodes of our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
The theme is 10.
I'm worried I'm going to get them all wrong.
I don't know. Well, the theme is 10. So let's, because it's 10-year anniversary,
10 years.
The first 10 episodes. So I listened to all of the 10 episodes, which is why I was saying earlier that I did listen to them.
Well,
all.
I have not re-listened, so I will see how good my memory is. Spoiler alert, it's not good.
I did not make this game for you to like do well in it, so don't worry about doing well. It's more of a joke game, kind of.
Okay, a look back
game. So this is more looking back at our early years.
All right.
Or I guess it's 10 episodes.
Yeah, our early
years.
Weeks.
early months. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So first, question number one. Rank the following in order of the number of times they were said in the first 10 episodes by these people. So Ambie saying 18XX, Cassidy saying dice or die, and Crystal saying Battlestar Galactica or BSG. And so it has to be that person saying that thing.
Yes, I get the premise. Okay, well, this is kind of easy, I hope, because you didn't play 18XX games when the podcast started. This I know. So I'm going to say that you're probably the lowest with saying 18XX. I'm going to guess that Cassidy saying dice or die is, like, she doesn't like dice or die games, but I feel like she probably said those words a lot, maybe talking about how she doesn't like them. And then hopefully I wasn't at the top with Battlestar Galactica or BSG. I'm going to put myself second.
Yeah, you got it right. So for a bonus. Woohoo! How many times were each of them said?
Oh gosh, okay. So for 18XX, I don't remember when you first played one, but like it would have been probably toward the end of the first 10 episodes if it was in there at all. So maybe like a handful of times, maybe like, I don't know, like five. And then for Battlestar Galactica or BSG, I'll say 10. And then for Dice or Die from Cassidy, I'll say like 20.
All right, so for 18XX, it was 9 times. I actually said it first in episode 5.
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica was 10.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, but what's weird is in episode 10 or something, you said, oh, I've said BSD like 5 times in every episode, but you'd only said it in like 2 episodes or something.
I know is that in the past when I had listened to other people's podcasts, if they brought up something a lot, I noticed it. And so I think I assumed that other people would notice that about me and think I talked about Battlestar Galactica all the time.
And then Cassidy's dice was 15.
Okay, so. I was pretty close.
I'll give you one bonus point for the getting Battlestar Galactica. Exactly. All right.
Nice.
Next question. How many times was the word blitz said in the first 10 episodes?
Oh, no.
I'll give you a point, Lord, if you're within like 5, I'll say.
Oh, gosh. That's still really, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Okay. Well, we'll just, so like intro, outro, like it's gonna be said like bare minimum, I would say probably like at least 4 times an episode, so we're up to 40 right there. And then we probably didn't say blitz a ton in the midst of the episodes, at least I don't think so. I'm gonna go with 50, just a nice round 50.
Unfortunately, it was 71.
71! Oh my gosh! That's amazing. I love that we said blitz 71 times in 10 episodes. Hey, you know what? That means our branding. We were making sure people knew. We are Board Game Blitz.
We were.
Blitz. There were people that were confused early on because if you said it out loud, people would hear Board Game Bliss, which was a retailer from Canada. And so we were like, blitz, blitz, blitz.
Yes. All right. Question 3. How many bloopers were in the first 10 episodes?
Oh, I don't think there were as well, because I know we had a lot of mistakes like in our recordings, but I don't know how much of it was funny enough or if you were like really including bloopers at the beginning. I think you were, but
I
probably
was.
Not as much. Okay. So how many bloopers, like individual clips at the ends of the episodes, right?
Yes.
Okay. I will say 20.
No, it was 10.
Okay. I should have gotten lower. I figured it probably wasn't that many, but.
So I guess like 4 of the episodes didn't have bloopers, but the other ones did.
Okay.
Because we were perfect.
I have always loved our bloopers.
All right, so in the first episode, what did we use to bleep out swear words?
No. I remember this. So Cassidy's corgi, Boomer, kept barking during our recording session. And we had not made a decision prior to that recording session about what kind of language we wanted to use on the podcast. And obviously we are all adults, but we kind of on the fly, like Cassidy said a relatively tame swear word while she was talking. And we had a moment where we were like, oh, do we want to swear on the podcast? Like, is that a thing we want to do? And we as a group kind of decided that we were going to forego that just to make our podcast more approachable. Like, so if you have kids, you could put it on and you don't have to worry about them hearing words that they maybe don't want to hear yet. So yes, Boomer was barking and you used Boomer's bark to edit out Cassidy's swear words from that very first episode.
Yay, you got it. Yes. And for a bonus point, how many bark covering swear words were there?
I'm gonna guess 3.
Ah, no, there were 2.
Okay. I'm one off. Yeah. I knew it was more than one, but not very many, so.
Yep, close. All right, question 5. Our first episode was posted on May 26th, 2016. When was our 10th episode posted?
What? Okay, well, I mean, I could just theoretically look at a calendar.
You are allowed to look at a calendar.
Oh, I am? Okay, well, yes. Shoot. I don't want to go all the way back to 2016.
It's not that hard to go back to.
Oh, that's true.
Is it?
Okay, I'm going back. Here we go. Okay, so then.
You just can't look at like our website or like our.
No, I'm not looking at our website. I'm looking at the calendar on my computer. That's it. So that would be 2, 3, 9, 10. So I'm going to say September 29th.
No.
Wait. Okay, so
tricked
obviously
you.
This was a trick question. So. Yeah.
It was September 15th, 2016. So the next question is a result of this question. We had one bonus show, which was actually posted on an off week in the first 10 episodes. What was it?
Our bonus show. Ooh, because I know we did an interview with Suze Sheldon, but I think that was like a normal episode. I don't think we called that a bonus episode. And I don't remember. Was it like, did somebody go to a convention and like record stuff? No, I don't remember. I really don't know. What is it?
It was Time Stories Spoiler Cast.
Oh, yeah.
I had forgotten about this too. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Because we had talked about doing like when we had played the other Time Stories scenarios that we were going to do it again. But then Time Stories kind of, you know, jumped the shark, so to speak.
And also like hard to remember.
Yes. But very difficult to remember. That spoiler cast was fun to record though.
It was. Fun fact, it was also the first episode that was over 30 minutes. Ooh, and the only episode over 30 minutes until episode 17. Which is, I guess, I guess episode 17 is when when I gave up. I don't know. All right. So question 7, how much, this is going to be like a, if you get close thing, how much total time in hours, minutes, and seconds was the first 10 episodes?
Okay. Well, you've kind of already given me a little bit of a help there.
That's true. Okay. I'm not sure how close you'll get points for. I'll see.
Okay, so if we have 10 episodes, if they were all exactly 30 minutes, then that would be 5 hours exactly. We know that that won't be the case. I think a couple of the early episodes were actually kind of short. Like, I think our thematic discussions weren't super long, although with three of us, it was sometimes hard to fit things in, too. We had one that was longer than 30 minutes, but I'm still gonna, err on the side of shorter. So I'm gonna say 4 hours, 44 minutes and 17 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, what? You get a point for that.
What? What is
okay,
it
was 4 hours, 44 minutes and 26 seconds.
No. Like, I swear to you, that is a completely random guess. No one will ever believe that we did not rig this.
Yeah. So it's 4 hours, 44 minutes and 20 seconds if you like add up the times that are rounded. But then if I put like all the things together, like smushed them all together in one file and looked at the time, it was 4 hours, 44 minutes and 26 seconds. Cause I guess some of them got rounded down by the milliseconds or whatever. So yeah.
Anytime I do a thing like this, it just proves to me that I must have some wasted potential that I'm not utilizing in my life. Like I literally almost said 42 and then my brain was like, no, 44. And I don't know why. Like that's what happened in my head.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's good.
All right. So question
number eight.
So we didn't actually have a song parody snippet in our outro until episode 17, which I mentioned earlier. I guess episode 17 was a lot of firsts. This was the first one over 30 minutes too. Okay. In the first 10 episodes, we tended to use the phrases with blitz in them, hence the lots of blitzes. But the first episode did not have blitz in the sign off. What was the sign off for episode 1?
Oh, did we say something like stay? Oh, okay. It didn't have the word blitz
It did not have blitz. Okay. So I think we Stay Blitzy was in the bloopers because I think you attempted that and decided not to do it.
How do I remember that though? That's the thing. Like I was like Stay Blitzy. Like that felt like a thing, but that it wasn't even in the episode. How do I think, my brain is very strange.
Yeah, I think it was in the bloopers.
I can't remember what I was doing 5 minutes ago, but I can tell you what's in our bloopers from our first episode apparently. Okay. So then what would we have signed off with? Was it just bye everyone and nothing else? Like,
no.
Okay. Something about games, like keep playing games or something like that. I don't know. That's my bet. I'll discuss.
All right. It was get your game on.
Oh, no. I kind of remember coming up with that and then hating it afterwards.
And then
that's probably why we changed it.
And I can tell you the other ones after the next question. All right. So question 9, we used to alternate doing the outro. So it wasn't just the same person every time. How many times did each person do the outro in the first 10 episodes?
Oh, okay. Well, did we all three do the outro or was it just you and Cassidy? Because I know I think I was doing the intro still. Maybe.
Yeah, you do the intro. I'm not going to tell you though.
Okay. Well, okay. So I think I think that since I was doing the intro, I wasn't doing the outro, maybe. So I'm going to guess you did it 5 times and Cassidy did it 5 times.
No. Crystal, you actually did it 4 times. I did it 4 times and Cassidy did it twice.
Okay. Now I'm kind of remembering that I think you guys were scared to do them. And so I was just like, give it to me. I don't care. Whatever.
Because I would have guessed that you also didn't do the outro, but...
Yeah. You guys were probably like, oh, I'm going to mess it up, or, you know, I'm nervous. And I was just like, eh, whatever, I'll do it. Like, you know, just...
So you did the outro the first time, and then I did it the second time, and it was, don't listen to Counterflits, just stick with the Blitz. And then Cassidy was episode 3, Find Bliss in the Blitz. And then you, hasta la Blitza, baby. And then... And then me, 1 blitz, 2 blitz, red blitz, blue blitz. That really added to the blitz count. And then me again. If I blitz, I sit.
No, I was going to say, I think there were bloopers about the blitz fish.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. And then Cassidy, remember, a quitter never blitzes and a blitzer never quits. And then me, keep your wits about you, but share the blitz with everyone you know.
Oh, I like that one.
And then you will keep blitzing from game to game, putting this right that once went wrong and hoping each time that this next blitz will be the blitz home. And then you again.
It's quantum leap. I literally put a quantum leap reference in our first 10 episodes.
And then episode 10 was Blitz, the Final Frontier. These are the episodes of three women who love gaming, their continuing mission to explore strange new games, to seek out more fun and new cool accessories, to boldly podcast like no women have done before.
Okay, amazing. I mean, no one is surprised I made a Star Trek reference in the first 10 episodes, because, yeah, y'all know how much I love Star Trek, but oh my god, I love it. I totally forgotten about those.
All right, so question 10, how many games that we talked about in the recent game section only in the first 10 episodes can you name? So like, for our recent games, gosh, how many of those games can you name?
I'll give you
you can guess 10 things, I guess, to try to get 10 points.
Okay. I think Carcassonne was mentioned in one of the first 10 episodes.
Yes, Cassidy mentioned it in the first episode.
Okay. I think Dice Forge also was mentioned early.
I do not see Dice Forge on my lists.
No. Okay.
Nope.
What about Castles of Burgundy? I bet Cassidy talked about that one.
No.
No? Okay.
Nope. I think maybe later.
How about Viticulture?
I do not see Viticulture. Nope.
Okay. Oh gosh, now I'm forgetting the name of it. Broom Service. Did any of us talk about Broom Service?
I don't see it. Nope.
No? Because I'm trying to think of like what existed and was popular around like the 2015-2016 time period. How about Kanban from you?
No, I don't know when Kanban
came out. Okay, no Kanban. Well, if you did kind of give me help maybe earlier saying that you started talking about 18XX games in episode 5, so I'm gonna say that an 18XX game was definitely mentioned.
Yes, I did like 18XX genre, 1830. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wonder if you also mentioned any of your other, like, train games that you like. What's the one? It's the one where, like, you secretly have trains in colors and you're making the routes with the trains and you... Dang it! What's it called?
I think you're thinking of Paris Connection.
That is what I'm thinking of. Paris Connection.
No, I did not talk about Paris Connection.
Okay. No Paris Connection. How about Kingdom Builder?
I guess not.
Okay. How about Battlestar Galactica? Did I recently play it in those episodes or did I just talk about loving it?
I think you just talked about loving it. You didn't play it.
Good for me. Was Sagrada out at that point? I'll guess Sagrada. I know I would have talked about it at some point. I don't know if it was out at that point. It may have been like 2017 or something when it came out.
I do not think so, no.
Okay, when did I start talking about King Domino? When did it come out? I'll say King Domino just because I know I would have talked about it if it was around then.
No, that came out later.
Okay, yeah. I think that's how many of
I think that was 10 or 11 that you guessed. So
yeah.
That was
it. I'm not surprised that I don't remember
so
those.
So you got 2 from that.
Hey, you know what? I'm proud of that.
I'll go over. The games I talked about were Ghost Blitz. That was the first game mentioned.
I should have known that one. I should have remembered that.
Then CO2, so another VTOL game. TAC.
See, I knew there was going to be a Lacerda in there.
Yeah. Fuse, Arkwright, 18XX, Dark Moon, Oh, Dark Moon is when we talked about Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Yeah.
Chicago and Northwestern, German Rails, and Captain Sonar. So there were other train games, but not ones that I have played since.
Okay.
And then you talked about Medieval Academy, Runebound, City of Remnants, Quix, Awesome Kingdom, Quantum, Legendary Encounters, a Firefly deck building game, and Star Trek Ascendancy. And okay. Cassidy talked about Carcassonne, Parfum, Pixel Tactics, The Network, Seasons, Puerto Rico, Onami, and Marrakech. How do you say it? Marrakech.
Yeah, I think.
Marrakech.
I should have remembered that she talked about Seasons. I think she really loved that game. But yeah, Medieval Academy, of course I was talking about Medieval Academy back then. I literally just recently was like, I need to pull that off the shelf. I still love that game.
All right. Those were the 10 questions, but I have a bonus question that's not about the first 10 episodes. So our first time doing our top 100 games list was in 2018. What were our number 10 favorite games? So just...
Each of our number 10?
Yes, just the number 10.
Okay. For me,
the theme is 10.
I'm going to say...
Ooh, for you, it is a game that has been mentioned already by you.
I was thinking maybe. I'm going to say Sagrada. That's
yes!
what I'll put for my number 10. Is it really?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. I'm giving you 2 points for that.
Okay. For Cassidy, I'm actually going to say Castles of Burgundy, even though that wasn't one of her... Yeah, no? Okay.
Nope. It was Istanbul.
Istanbul. Okay. And then for you, let's go with...
It is not a game that has been mentioned.
Let's see.
I don't even know if you remember this game.
Well, that doesn't give me hope. It's so long ago.
Quiet game.
Shh.
Not that quiet.
Is it shh? Okay. That would have been really funny.
Okay. It's a game that has all of my like favorite genres, except for real time.
That means it's real time.
Except for real time.
Cooperative. Oh, okay. So not real time, but it's cooperative and quiet. Magic Maze wasn't out back. Oh, wait, no. Magic Maze came out in like 2017.
Not super quiet. Just quiet voices.
Oh. Witness.
Yes. Yay. I'm giving you 2 points.
I still never played that, but you've talked about it a bunch of times and I've always said I was curious. So.
All right. I gave you 2 points for that. So your final score is 10.
Oh, perfection. It could not be any better. Oh,
yes.
Love it. Love it. Amazing. Ambie, thank you so much for putting together that game and taking all of us on a little walk down memory lane. This has been so much fun. And as we mentioned in the intro of the episode, please stay tuned for a special announcement. Hey there, Blitzketeers. We wanted to thank you for giving us your time and your support over the last 10 years. When we started this podcast, we were trying to create something unique that would simultaneously allow us to share our love of the board gaming hobby while also providing an alternative to the mostly male-only world of board gaming media that existed at the time. We were also happy to provide something more digestible for board game fans who didn't want to listen to podcasts that lasted an hour or longer. We've loved seeing board game media become more diverse, inclusive, and welcoming since we started the show, with so many new voices and faces talking about the board games that they love. To say that the world of podcasting has changed over the past 10 years is a vast understatement. Today, many celebrities and big influencers have their own podcasts. Short-form media exists on numerous platforms, and many skilled creators are making amazing content that is both entertaining and easy to consume. If a board gamer wants to consume content about board games, their options are seemingly infinite in comparison to how things were 10 years ago. And that's a good thing. It also means that our show doesn't serve the same purpose that it did when we started it. So, for all those reasons and more, the Board Game Blitz podcast will be coming to an end in a few months. We didn't want to catch anyone off guard, and we still have some amazing things planned, including our very special final episode that we will be recording together in person. There will be plenty of time for goodbyes in the upcoming months, so in the meantime, we will keep being Blitzy and talking about the board games that we love, and our YouTube channel and social media pages will still be around after the podcast ends, so you'll still have ways to interact with us even after that time. And our Discord will remain as well. Yeah, so our community will remain intact going forward. That's it for now. We love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's it for this week's Board Game Blitz. Visit our website, boardgameblitz.com, for more content and links. This episode was sponsored by Gray Fox Games. If you're listening to this episode the day it comes out, you have one day left to secure a copy of Reavers of Midgard expansion, which is on Kickstarter till May 29th. And if you want to buy any other games at grayfoxgames.com, you can get 10% off everything in your order with the code BLITZ2026 at checkout. Join the Blitzketeer community on Discord for game nights, discussions, and more by following the link in the show notes. Support the show by leaving us a rating and review on your podcast provider, or by getting some official Blitz swag at merch.boardgameblitz.com. Want to just give us money and enjoy some unique perks? Check out our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/boardgameblitz today. Our theme song was composed by Andrew Marl. Until next time, we've come a long way from where we began. And we told you all about it in this podcast, my friend. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Merch.boardgameblitz.com. And you shan get, you can get.
Can or should, either one.
Oh, is that what I was saying? I don't even know.
I do that literally every day. I combine words, so I can interpret that phenomenon so well when other people do it. So, because we the word shenanigan. I said it weird. I don't know. How do you say the word shenanigan?
Check out our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/boardgameblitz.com. Today. Okay.